You're listening to SBS News.
More than 33 million Americans have applied for unemployment benefits since mid-March, which is the equivalent of 20% of the US workforce. 37-year-old Claudia Alejandra from Orlando, Florida, has been struggling to pay her bills since losing her job at a department store. She's applied for unemployment benefits and says she's frustrated they haven't yet reached her.
I have not had any income since last day of March. And I'm just like trying to survive this. I live paycheck by paycheck. Yes, I did have some savings, but by the end, I don't think this savings is going to last me this month. It's going to be crazy.
With so many Americans out of work, states are under pressure to reopen their economies. But there's trepidation in the US because the pandemic is not yet under control. More than 75,000 people have already died, and about 2,000 people are dying of COVID-19 each day. The Centers of Disease Control and Prevention put together a 17-page guide which offers local authorities step-by-step advice on how and when to reopen restaurants and other public places. The report was meant to be published last week, but the Trump administration blocked its release. It's since been leaked to journalist Jason Dearen at the Associated Press.
The information that we received from CDC staffers who spoke to us on the condition of anonymity was that states are requesting an incredible amount of information. They're desperate for information. And that's why CDC felt that it wanted to produce this guidance document.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's unfortunate the Trump administration chose to bury the report.
Our goal is a healthy America, a healthy economy. The route to that is to have standards, testing, and not bury what the CDC is recommending. Then who is making this decision? Does he pay attention to the scientists? I don't know. Point is that we want to open up, but not in a way that causes more deaths.
White House aide Kellyanne Conway says there were valid concerns about the CDC report.
All I'll tell you about that is that we can't be overly prescriptive about any one area. Childcare, daycare centers, restaurants and bars, places of worship. And there's a reason for that, because as you've heard, the governors want to be in charge of opening up different pieces of their states and different pieces of their economy. We're up to about 40 governors now who are reopening their states.
The economic outlook on the other side of the Atlantic is also bleak. The UK's central bank, the Bank of England, is warning the UK faces its worst recession in 300 years, with the economy shrinking by 14% this year and unemployment rising to 9%. France is preparing to ease its lockdown measures on Monday, with shops and some schools allowed to reopen. Almost 26,000 people have died in France from COVID-19, but the number of new cases has started falling. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe says the reopening is good news for France and the French people.
C'est une nouvelle étape.
It's a new step in the fight against the epidemic. It's good news for France and for the French people. It's a gradual process that will begin next Monday over the course of several weeks at least, which will allow the country to slowly but surely break out of the confinement that we've known in France.
In Russia, restrictions in Moscow will be extended until the end of this month. The city has so far recorded 300,000 cases. Greece is planning to reopen to tourists on July 1st under a best-case scenario. The country has managed to keep its death toll to around 150. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis says tourists will be required to test negative for COVID-19 in their home countries in the days before they board flights for Greece.
The tourism experience this summer may be slightly different from what you've had in previous years, with more social distancing, maybe no bars may be open or no tight crowds, but you can still get a fantastic experience in Greece, provided the global epidemic is on a downward path. But best case scenario is Greece is open for business July 1st, and we're working towards that. So we're preparing towards that. But of course, it involves airlines because most people fly into Greece, and very strict but also enforceable protocols.
And you can stay up to date with the latest on the coronavirus pandemic in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.